So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latter, and today is podcast 219. We've got new theme tunes going on. I'm sure you've heard those by now. We've got a new song, a new intro, a new outro. So the podcast is going amazing. Thank you so much for everybody who's listening. Really appreciate all of that. So in today's podcast, I want to talk to you about having to deal with other people, okay? Because, like, this is one of the hardest bits. So what happens is, so we've got a situation going on right now. Let's just say it's with social services, shall we? Because it is. and so we're having to deal with these people, okay? And these people are just, like, the most stupidest people I think I've ever come across. Because in the title, I decided to be quite polite, and I called it Time to Stop Explaining Yourself to Those Who Don't Understand. And what I mean, really, but I was being polite, is it's time to stop explaining yourself to people who are too fucking stupid to understand. And that's what I've got with Lead Social Services. So we've stopped explaining anything to them because we just have this incapacity to actually understand. But, you know, think about this. And like I'm having a dig here at social services, but actually let's look at this about from other people's perspectives as well. Do they understand the journey that you're on? No. Do they ultimately really care? Of course they don't. Like, do people who are having a go at you, Sally Pants 44, good morning, Joe, Sally Pants 44 in Connecticut, does she give a shit really about what you're going through or what your successes are or the journey that you've had to get through to get to where you... No, she doesn't care. People just have a go at you for no reason at all. And it's like this keyboard warrior-esque type thing. You know, we had a podcast about forums, about staying off the forums, because someone comes in completely anonymous. And people end up getting really upset by it. Like, I can easily get upset by some of the comments that we get sometimes. On the whole, they're very good, but you get the occasional dickhead. And that, do you know what? I'm like, now, let's fucking embrace this. It's like, you're turning me into this. You're trying to put me off, okay? But you're actually turning me into this powerful, strong being who can actually build and go forward. And it's like I've got this shield where opinions come in, pew, and they just deflect off me. And it's almost like if you've not had any negativity in your life, you're going to find it really hard to grow. So you like embrace the negativity, embrace the negative comments. Now, it depends who these comments are from. If it's from your wife and you love her very, very much, then maybe you should start listening. Maybe she also doesn't understand, however. I'm not on about my wife here, by the way, because she's very understanding. She has to be. We wouldn't have lasted this long, for sure. Being married to an entrepreneur is not the easiest of things to do. Although I see myself as a strong, powerful individual male, behind me is an even stronger, powerful individual female. So, but it depends on who it is that's listening, that you're listening to. If it's just someone off the internet, who gives a damn about what they say? Most people have no idea who you are anyway, right? They've got no idea about your trials and tribulations to get to where you want to get to. They have no idea about the decision-making process that you had to get to reach a certain point where you can just brush off other people's opinions. Because trust me on this, when you can get someone who's got so far and actually someone negative comes up and can go, fuck it, I don't even care what you think. Like, you know the best examples of this, and I hate these people, just like everybody else hates these people too, our politicians. Now, look at Theresa May. Like, I cannot stand this woman. She's responsible for killing people, in my opinion, right? From removing money from disabled people, from the people at the very bottom of society we should be helping, get back on track, get into work, giving them the support and advice that they need, not making it incredibly difficult to maintain, you know, to pay their rent through ATOS, whose sole job is to take money off people who haven't got any money in the first place. But forget about all that. Let's just look at all the crap that gets thrown at someone like Theresa May. And now she just goes, I don't care. Like, on one hand, she's a very negative person in my mind. By the way, there's certain people listening to this podcast who are going, what? Theresa May is a saint. Like, and I get that too. I get that, right? I'm possibly one of those people who doesn't understand how a person could think like that too. Okay, so that's why you've got to stop explaining yourself to people like me, Does that make sense? It's not all one-way traffic, basically. It's two-way traffic. Stop explaining yourself to people who just don't understand. Like, this can go down a certain path, and I'm thinking Darth Vader out of a Star Wars films. He just wanted his opinion, and his opinion was right, and don't listen to anybody else. So, you can take it too far as well. Do you know what I mean? Can't believe we're being Star Wars and using that as an example of not explaining yourself to people who don't understand. But you're going to meet people who don't understand. And I don't mean the people at the top. I mean people in your life. I mean your family, your mum, your dad, your friends, your sister, your brother, your dog. Not your dog. Your dog loves you no matter what you do. Even if you stink, your dog loves you. So, do you know what I mean? Dogs are great. So, but other people on your journey, they're not going to understand you. When I first started getting invested in property, oh, don't do that. Oh, no. You won't do very well. They're all the things that people said to me. And I was just like, I'm just going for this. I had to find this information out for myself. And I noticed this with people. And they go, well, my friend, they said, oh, I'll get killed if I go into property sourcing. What do you mean you get killed? Well, no, you know, you have to be a professional. Yeah. I completely agree. You have to be professional about it. Well, it takes a lot of years. No, it doesn't. Who said that? Well, my mate's an estate agent, right? So how successful is he then if he's working as an estate agent? Not very. Apologies to all the estate agents. And what I mean by that is, so let me get this right. He still has to go and work in a job for a living because he's not been able to get the passive income thing working. Got it. That's what you're telling me. Do you see how we turn it around? Like, think about this. Well, I read the Financial Times every day. Well, why? That's stupid. Well, I want to be educated. What? Educated by people who are doing so well with their personal finances that they have to get a job working as a journalist for the Financial Times. Is that what you're telling me? Oh, my goodness. I sound like Kathy Newman off Channel 4 interviewing Jordan Peterson. If you've ever seen that interview, it's a very good interview. If you've not seen it, watch it. So what you're saying is you think women shouldn't bother. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. That's not what I said. She was great at turning everything Jordan Peterson round into something negative. Anyway, but this is what happens in real life. These are all really valid examples of what goes on. So what you're saying is, so you've got to take when you're getting a comment from somebody that you do know, you've got to take that with a pinch of salt. What do they know? What are their life experiences? What are their educational experiences? I tell you a story. So I used to play basketball a lot, right? I'm 46, the knees don't work, I'm 5'7". I should have been a jockey on a horse. I get that, but I wasn't. Basketball was my life, right? So I went to Huddersfield Uni. I lasted 6 months, and I was doing a HND training course there, and I hated it, so I left. But I kept on playing basketball every Wednesday at Huddersfield Polytechnic, as it was in those days, before Patrick Stewart came along. So, and we'd go for half a pint in a Zetland, and I'd be drunk on half a pint. But every Wednesday night, I'd play basketball. It used to rain every Wednesday. That was fine. But I'd go there, and I'd play basketball. And I remember going, after that first year ended, I went there the second year and were having trials for the team. And I was a good player. So they'd have like 20, 30 people. You'd be playing 5-on-5, and I'd go on with the team that I was playing in. And the other team would bring the ball up. I'd go steal the ball and score. And I was playing great defense, was working really hard. I couldn't get the ball over halfway line. I did it 3 or 4 times in a row. And this guy comes up to me and he says, I know you're really good and everything, but can you pass the ball? And I'm like, dude, I'm busting my ass here on freaking defense. It ain't even getting anywhere near you. If you want the ball, you come and bust your ass on defense. So then he shut up. And then he said to me, after they got the ball over and I backed off on defense a little bit, because I listened to him stupidly. You know, I'm here trialing out for the team. I'm listening to this dickhead. Anyway, so we get the ball over, and then he's staying. We get the ball, and we're going over into their court, and he's staying behind. I'm like, what are you doing? He said, well, I thought we'd keep two people behind and you three go up front. And I'm like, have you even played this game before? It's not like soccer. It's not like soccer where you keep the defense back and the midfielder and the striker goes up to try and score. The whole team goes up and the whole team comes back. What are you talking about? And it was like, this guy literally, it's maybe seeing it on TV, but he really didn't have a freaking clue. And this is the guy that told me not to play defense so that he could have a go at getting. Like, what the fuck am I listening to this guy for? It just doesn't make sense. Now, you know, when I look back at a time like that, I'm like, that's amazing. How many times is that actually happening now in real life? when social services say something, and I'm like, what? That's not right. Why would you say that? Why would you let a child think that that's acceptable behaviour? Where's the values being taught to the child about what's acceptable and what's not acceptable? Oh, well, 13, they're old enough to make the decision. Well, okay. If they're old enough to make that decision, then they can live with the consequences of that decision. If that's, I don't think they are, and I think the child of 13 is a child of 13. They need to be taught and loved and explained the consequences and why things are the way they are. Not letting children just go off and do whatever they want, thinking that that's totally acceptable. So it makes no sense to me. But it's not just that particular situation. My mum was a big believer in me not going into property. No, don't do it. It took me, I think, 4 or 5 years to buy my first house. When I bought my first house, my mum said I rushed it. And I was like, no, I've been making the decision for the last 4 years. And when the right house came along, I bought it because I didn't want it to go. I've still got that house and it's rented and we make £1,200 a month on that house. Okay. We make about, what we're making? We make about £600-700 a month profit on that house. Like, so think about that. I've had that house 20 years. We weren't making that sort of profit every year, but I've had that house 20 years. So that's £7,000 a year-ish for 20 years. Maybe not 20 years. Maybe £90,000, £100,000, something like that. That's one property. So I would have had, and that house, by the way, has gone up. I bought it for 40. It went up to 200. We've refinanced. We've taken all that money out. So you can effectively double that money. And all that money's going to buy another property. It's one of the, you know, it's my first house. So that house is responsible for me buying the rest of my portfolio. If I'd have continued to listen to somebody else, instead of having to explaining it to somebody who doesn't understand why I'm doing this. Now, by the way, I'm 46 and I've been buying property for 20 years, right? I was 26 when I got my first house. It's taken me 20 years to understand this point of view, to stop listening to other people who just don't understand. And it's like being, this idea of not understanding is me being very polite. And I don't mean this with my mother in the nicest of ways, but stop explaining yourself to people who are too fucking stupid to understand. So we just backed off from social services. You just go do whatever it is that you're going to do. You don't listen to me anyway. I'm just a man. It takes you 4 weeks to explain to me anything bad that happens. For some reason, I'm number 20 on the list. So fuck it. Just off you go. Very difficult decision, but it's one that we have to do because it'll kill us otherwise. So, but it's not just there that I'm referring to. It's like, where else in life have you got people hanging on your coattails trying to pull you back down? It's like the story of the crabs. You know, the crabs climbing out of the bucket and the other crabs, fearing for its safety, pull the crab back in, and then the chef comes in, pours them all into boiling hot water. But you've got to stop listening to these other people who don't understand the journey that you're on. And it's very difficult because some of these people can be very close. It can be your partner. It can be your mum and dad. It can be your brothers and sisters and your very close friends. It can be your kids. But regardless, you've got to push it to one side and you've got to continue on this journey because this journey is what will get you out of mediocrity. Like, I know a lot of people I know a lot of people, they don't want to be mediocre. They don't want to be average. They want an amazing life. And they're up against people who are going, well, what's wrong with average? Why can't you just be normal like everybody else? I'm trying not to swear in this podcast. What the heck is normal? I don't even know what normal is anymore. Well, normal's getting up and going to work and working till you're 67, getting in a car at 8 o'clock in the morning, driving for 45 minutes, getting stuck in traffic, getting into work, having the same crappy job, doing the same crappy things for the next 40, 50 years. Or in my case, it would be 20 odd years. Screw that. Is that normal? That's not normal from where I'm sitting. After this podcast, we're probably going to take the dog out for a walk down at the beach. We're going to have a tostada and a coffee. We're going to get into our day really nice and easy. We've got a little bit of work to do today. We've got some website stuff to do. Love it. Or maybe I won't do that. Maybe I'll just go into the mountains, take my GoPro and do some filming. Maybe I'll just go buy a drone. That, for me, is normal, right? We did a really good podcast called My Crazy Is Your Normal, or My Normal Is Your Crazy. That was it. Where my normal day is somebody else's. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. It's just normal to us. You know, you look at The Rock, the actor, what he does is crazy, right? But to him, it's just normal. It's just a normal day. It's just getting up, going on a helicopter, fighting a 200-foot gorilla or green screen gorilla. That's just normal to him. But for what other people perceive as being normal is their normality. Being on benefits and being on benefits for generationally is normal for some people. And I just think that's crazy, right? So don't let other people who have this set idea about what they think normal is and what crazy is determine what your results are going to be. Your results should come from what you want them to be, what you aspire to be. And it's almost like we hide our aspirations from these people because we don't want to get laughed at. We don't want to get found out. I've been laughed at so many times. You know, in Kill Bill, you know, the Chinese dude that she goes and trains with and he strokes his beard and he goes, I get laughed at like that all the time. But I'm the guy living in the fucking Mediterranean beach, mofo, living his crazy stroke normal life. Thank you very much. I'm going to LA on Friday. I'm going to LA. I'm not paying for that. I'm not paying for accommodation. It's all expenses paid. And I'm going to work with a guy who I respect immensely, and he's paying for everything. And we're going to end up at Benihana's. We went there last time. Like, that's turning normal for me. First time I did it, whoa, this is amazing. Second time, I'm like, yeah, I have to jump on a plane, we get there, we come back. It's awesome. Like, don't let people tell you what normal is and stop having to explain yourself. And if you have to explain yourself to these people and these people do laugh at you, get yourself into a new social group. Get you into a peer group where we've got masterminds, where people are going, okay, this is what I want. This is what I'm after. This is what I want to achieve. Who can help me do that? That's the journey that you need to be on right now. So look, I hope that's useful for you. We'll call it there. And in the meantime, we'll catch up with you in tomorrow's podcast. And my name's Dan Latta. We'll speak to you tomorrow. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.